Nathan Hobson, Austin Coffee, not too far away here at Swan Hill, but on the line now is Kevin Muscat, the outgoing coach of the Melbourne Victory. We haven't known the Melbourne Victory without Kevin Muscat. It's going to be a very different world without him. Yesterday he said goodbye effectively to the A-League, certainly for a little while anyway, at a press conference, and we've been able to track him down this morning to have a chat about it. G'day, Muskie.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm going very well, thank you. Congratulations on a fantastic career with the Melbourne Victory. In the paper today, they've talked about Steven Gerrard at Liverpool and Ryan Giggs at Manchester United. That's where you've been likened to, the impact you've had at the Melbourne Victory. And I probably haven't done it. You probably haven't done it yet. But do you understand the magnitude and the impact you've had on not only the Melbourne Victory but the A-League since you came back?
Oh, look, it's... I don't really know. What I do know, though, is that... being involved in team sport all my life, you know, there's a contribution that everybody needs to make for anything or anyone to be successful. You know, team success certainly comes well before individual success. So, you know, I've been blessed to come to a great football club and I've been blessed to have been able to be part and contribute to, you know, what our great football club is today. And along the way, there's so many people that have contributed that it'll be unfair for me to, you know, sit here and, you know, look back on my time. It's my time that I've shared with others that means most to me.
When you came back from Millwall in 2005, you spent a bit of time in the NSL with Heidelberg United and South Melbourne as well before you took off overseas to be awesome. Yep. When you came back to this new competition, this A-League, what were you expecting?
Look, Mr. Frank Lowy. He was in London a few years before that, and you know, he met with all of us that were living in the UK at the time, and he was expressing his views on what he was trying to do, and the timing for me was absolutely superb. You know, coming back off the FA Cup final and a bad injury that I had, it was just timing was great, and to be able to come back to, you know, my home state and do it here in Melbourne was ideal for me. I had a young family, very young family at the time, and to think that you know, the developments we're going to be as they are now in our code. Yes, we've got a long way to go, and we've got to aspire to be greater than we are now. But I think we've made you know, massive strides forward in the right direction.
Kevin, congratulations, mate, on a fantastic legacy, I guess, and a career with the Melbourne Victory. I don't think you would have had a bit of a chance just yet to look back on a few of your fondest memories. But what sort of comes to the front of your mind when you think about your time at the club?
Naturally, in anything, you know, most times success is defined by trophies, and fair enough as well, because you know, members and fans, they support the club, and they want you to be successful. They want to share in that joy and that success. And we've managed to win 8 trophies in 8 major trophies in 14 years. So without doubt, they hold a special place in my heart. But if I'm honest, I've forged some, you know, an unbelievable relationship with our members and fans, and the support that they've built for this great football club over a period of time, you know, supersedes everything, I think. And the fact that, you know, I'm able to walk away from the football club or move on from the football club and know that I've not only made some friends, but I've made some, you know, deep family friends and lifelong friends through that journey. So that being the case, you know, I'll take that away with me and cherish it for the rest of my life.
We were talking about it this morning, that it's almost like you are Melbourne Victory. You have been Melbourne Victory for such a long time. So it's a huge responsibility, I think, to keep that going, whoever it is that takes over from you, Kevin. I was shocked when I heard the news that you were going to go. When did you first start thinking about it? And was there a moment that made up your mind, or was it something that was brewing or bubbling away for a while? When was it on the radar?
I think the first thing, you know, what has happened is I've had the honour and privilege to be, you know, at the forefront and be the face of the football club. But as I said earlier, You know, that is, you know, that was the responsibility that I was given on behalf of, you know, many stakeholders. And the second part of the question, I don't really know. I think it's been slowly bubbling away at me, you know, in recent times. And 14 years is a very long time. It's a, you know, third of my life at the football club. And I think I just, you know, started bubbling away at me, and you know, getting to the point where I go, well, you know, this it's just been an unbelievable journey, and you know, this way, you know, we get to you know, not say goodbye, but just you know, maybe say see you later. You know, I'm sure our paths will cross again. I've got a great affiliation with everybody, you know, from the fans right through to the board. And I don't, there's one specific moment, no, definitely not. You know, this has been keeping me awake at night for some time. You know, as you were saying yesterday, saying goodbye or saying you know, see you later wasn't easy, and it was only going to get harder. So I thought, well, you know, now's the time.
Do you know what you're going to do? I mean, because you do everything with such passion and such intensity. Do you just need a break, or are you sort of going to take up golf? Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's no one to abuse if you play golf, mate. I'll take up golf. And a funny story, but a true story. I had, you know, I've got a backlog of messages on my phone, obviously, phone calls and messages. But one come through from an ex-referee, so I thought, shit, I bloody better read this one. It'll be good. It was a nice message, mate. I couldn't believe it. I thought, mate, I've obviously, when the final whistle goes, I've gained myself in a different light. You know, during competition, it's totally different. But I've actually got a message from an ex-referee, so there you go.
Well, you've got some decisions to make, Muskie, because not only will you have to find a pastime where you can abuse people legally, but you're going to have to find a pastime where you can chewing gum vociferously, vigorously. How are you going to get all that gum into your mouth?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I think I've been so encompassed in everything, you know, in the football club, and, you know, I've poured so much emotion and energy into the joint that... you know, I'll probably do need to sit back and go on holiday and just reflect first and foremost. Everyone's asking me, you know, what are you going to do next? I think what I need to do is reflect on what's been an unbelievable journey in the last 14 years. And then after that, you know, it'll free up some space in my mind, you know, to start planning what's next. So at this point in time, there's an important game tomorrow night for us. And then, you know, go away and get some sun and reflect on what's... been a massive part of my life, as I said, for the last 14 years.
And, Kevin, just before we let you go, who's the type of person that you'd like to see lead the Melbourne Victory?
Oh, good question. Yeah.
Forward.
John Cosmina.
Yeah, manager, yeah.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. What I will say, the football club is, you know, very well placed, you know, with the chairmanship of Anthony Di Pietro and his board. You know, obviously... plans are in place and have been put in place to find, you know, the successor. And, you know, one thing's for sure, when he arrives, whoever that is, when he arrives at this football club, he'll fall in love with the place just like I have.
Well, there's no doubt they can do anything like you have done at the Melbourne Victory. They'll be huge people and contributors to the competition as well. Your legacy is profound at the Victory and also in the A-League, Musk. It's been wonderful to ride the journey with you through your 14 years. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow night and whatever else is in store for you, and we appreciate your time this morning. Go well.
No problem. Thank you. And if I could just say thanks for your personal support, boys, but more importantly, your continual support for this wonderful club.
Good stuff.